Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and along with my co-host Kendra Petroni, we are shining a light on Linfield native Allie Costa, a woman who swapped out her job in the corporate world for one of Boston's most successful handmade gemstone jewelry lines, Stud Muffin Boston. She now operates that from inside her house, and she's with us today. Allie, good morning and happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Kendra. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you guys.
Good morning. Well, you know, Allie, a lot of people think about designing jewelry and everybody would love, you know, in theory to do it from their house, but it's not so easy to do. How in the world did you decide that this was going to be your path?
So it started not very exciting. It was born out of just total and utter dissatisfaction with my job that I had in the city in the financial world, which is so not me at all. I was on the bus on the way to the train one morning, and I was just on Pinterest scrolling, and I came across a DIY bracelet, and I thought it was cool. You know, I've always been into DIY and creating things, and said, I pinned it, and then I came across similar bracelets. So then I pinned those, and I went to Michael's that weekend and dropped a couple $100 on supplies, and it just took off. And I everything clicked into place with that first huge purchase that I made. And, I couldn't stop after that. It came out of nowhere, though. Just out of being unhappy with my job, really.
Yeah. Where did the name? I love the name Stud Muffin because it's so memorable because it's just so different. Where did that come from?
So that again came out of left field. I was cooking dinner one night, you know, weeknight, tired from working all day, miserable, drinking my wine, obviously.
See, that's why I love you. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, can we do anything without wine?
No.
So I was cooking dinner one night, and the name, I'm not lying, it sounds like I'm making it up, but it just popped in my head. Stud Muffin. I loved it. That was the whole vibe I wanted to go with. Studs, spikes, skulls, like, it was an edgier vibe when I started. And so the whole stud name, you know, I loved it. So when I went to buy it, I had to add the Boston onto the end of it because Stud Muffin was just not suited for work, as you can imagine. So,
oh boy.
Well, your products sell out within minutes. I'm on the website every single day, all the time, trying to find new things to buy. And your stuff sells out so fast. How do you come up with new designs to sort of keep it new and interesting for everybody?
So this is a crazy one because there's no like real answer for this. I have a different answer every day. Some days it's based off of the mood that I'm in. If I'm in like a really happy mood and it's sunny out and I look out and I see like the purple flowers blooming and the green grass, I'm like, oh, those colors look really pretty together. I'm in the mood to make something bright and cheery. Or if, you know, I love the Beatles are life for me. So I have their album up on my walls in my office, and you know, I'll look at the Abbey Road album. I actually have an Abbey Road stack right now. looking at that, I love the colors in that. And I try to find beads that remind me of that. So I try to mimic that. Or even just going online and shopping. I just follow my intuition, really, as like hippy dippy as that sounds. I just kind of go with the flow with it. I don't have like one system in place, which is like, that is my life. I just go with the flow every day.
Yeah. You just referenced your office, and what some people might not know about you is your office is in your home, and your home includes your husband and two young boys. And so I guess that begs the question, how do you run a business out of the house with a family at home? And especially now, during these times when all the kids are home all day long, how do you do that?
Lots of ignoring. I do. I have to. I go downstairs and, I just, unless someone's like really screaming, crying or bleeding, I'm like, figure it out. I'll be up in a little while for a long time. I have to get it done,
Yeah.
Oh, God. You run the company yourself. Your sister helps you. You run the company yourself. Do you ever... God, I would have so much worry and panic about the pressure that comes with being, the creator, the sole creator and the CEO. Do you ever, get overwhelmed thinking about that kind of stuff?
Oh my God, all the time. It's why I drink my wine every night. I'm not even kidding. It literally, like, the anxiety cripples me sometimes. I'm actually in the middle of it right now because just... there's so many shipping delays with my supplies because of the virus right now. Mm. So things that I promise people, I can't deliver because the stuff hasn't been delivered to me yet, right. But oh my God. Yeah. The customer service side of it is like the most difficult part for me because I'm a creative person at heart. I'm not an organized person. I never pretend to be. So being on top of all the emails and the ordering and the getting back to people is so hard for me. So I actually am hiring someone to deal with my customer service so I don't have to anymore, which I'm so happy about.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that other entrepreneurs, whether they're women or men entrepreneurs, need to hear that, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to need help. It's okay to outsource things that maybe either you don't have time to do or you're not good at. Right. And like, you need to show some flaws. Like, nobody's perfect every day, especially if you're like you, a mom with young kids. Every day, you're probably figuring out how to juggle the balls that day. And you're, if you make a mistake, you dust yourself off and you keep going. But I think people need to hear that as successful as your business is, it's not always easy.
Oh my God. No, it's never easy. It honestly is never easy, which, some days I love that it's not easy because I love being challenged, but other days I just want to like lay down and cry.
Well, but that's good. I feel like you're somebody who shows your real self. I follow you and Kendra follows you on social media, and when you're having a bad day, you say it. When you're having a good day, you say it. But like, we see your true self out there, which I think is really awesome. And I think you make it a point to show that out there, right?
Yeah, that is something that is really important to me. A lot of times I'll post things and my mom will be like, you run a business. You can't be saying things like that. And I'm like, listen, my business is me. Right. I am Stud Muffin. And
you are the brand. You are the brand.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And I'm not this super professional, like, polished person, and I will never ever ever pretend to be. I want to have that personal connection with my customers, and I want them to know me, and I want to know them, and I never will pretend to be perfect because no one's perfect. And people compare themselves to people all the time, and I don't want anyone to ever look at me and be like, wow, she's running her business and taking care of her kids and cooking organic dinners every night and organic juices every morning. And no, that's not reality. Mm-hmm. I show all sides of it. Yeah. Some mornings I'm making carrot, ginger, orange juice for my 3-year-old, And other mornings, I'm letting them eat chips for breakfast. So.
Pull out the Captain Crunch. Yeah.
But you know what? Showing messy. Like, I want to see, as another mom and somebody that works full time, like, I want to see somebody else's mess. That's what makes me think, okay, what she's doing is possible. Like, because that's what's going on in her life. And I love that, you know, the jewelry that you create is for men and women, because I've bought stuff for my husband, Steven. And I love that you do it for both. What's the most popular piece that you have, or do you have a favorite? Is there one that is just constantly always selling out more than another?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, you see, it changes. One piece that I will never get rid of, I actually dubbed it the Stud Muffin bracelet, because it's one that I've had forever and it's never going away. It's not a very exciting name, but it's the 10 millimeter jade and gold pave eye bracelet, which that to me just is Stud Muffin. It's, you know, a nice neutral but interesting bead with a beautiful gold rhinestone evil eye charm on it, which is my thing. That is the most popular piece I have. And that one is a staple. It's not going anywhere. It's my favorite.
Hey, if you are just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And on this Mother's Day edition, we've been talking with the CEO and founder of Stud Muffin Boston, Allie Costa, about how she took her dream and passion of owning her own business and turned them into handmade gems. Literally, let's get back to our conversation. Allie, we mentioned that you're married and you have two young boys. Your husband, Buddy, works as the resident DJ for Big Night Entertainment. So his working hours are pretty crazy, I'm sure. How do you manage that?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't. I just try to not overthink anything or think at all, actually, and just, you know, wake up every morning and say, all right, what's the day look like today?
What's my adventure like today?
I know, but his hours have to be sort of opposite of when, I mean, the kids get up early, so that means you're up early, and he's probably getting home at 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, even later than that. The nights he works? Yeah, he gets home sometimes 3-4 in the morning. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Allie, Mother's Day is today, and you posted a Mother's Day promotion for your Stud Muffin jewelry like a few days ago, and like we mentioned, it sold out within like seconds. Like, everything you post sells out so quickly. Why do you think that your jewelry, that your products are so sought after? What makes them so different from all the other jewelry that's out there right now?
So honestly, there's so many jewelry lines out there like mine. I don't claim to have like the greatest bracelets of all time. I honestly, honestly, honestly think what sets me apart is the connection that I have with my customers and me sharing my life on Instagram. Because one thing I always come back to and people always say is, people aren't buying your bracelets, they're buying you. Essentially, they love Stud Muffin because they love the story behind it. They love being a part of it. They get the behind the scenes of how everything works. And, you know, obviously they like my jewelry, otherwise they wouldn't buy it. But I think that sounds ridiculous, but the story behind it, I guess, and my ridiculousness. And let's be honest, I'm kind of funny.
It's sort of like why people like us on Morning Magic. It's like we have this ridiculous, you know, banter, but it's like there's something
relatable.
I guess relatable and lovable about it.
Lovable.
What do you think the hardest thing about being, I want to ask you both the hardest and the most rewarding thing about being in business for yourself is?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. The hardest is just balancing it all, honestly. That's something, since Frankie, my oldest, was born 5.5 years ago, it's just been so hard to balance everything. And I'm always like, one day I'm gonna wake up and figure out the right balance for everything. And there is no such thing. There's no every day the balance changes. Some days you need to be more of a mom. Other days you need to focus more on your business. The most rewarding, I guess, is feeling like you balanced it that day. Honestly, feeling like you gave enough to everyone. That's the most rewarding for me.
It must feel good too, Allie, to have complete control over the brand. And as you grow, and like you said, you're going to hire somebody, I know it gets harder and harder, and you have to trust other people to represent that brand. But it must be nice to know that it's sort of your vision.
It is the best feeling in the entire world. And it's why I have such, or up until this point, have had such a hard time delegating. I love having full control over everything. I make, up until about a year ago, I have my sister Ashley working for me now. So I've been able to lighten the load a little for me. But being able to touch every bracelet, make every bracelet, inspect every bead, build custom bracelets with customers, talk to every customer, ship everything. I loved having total control of that. And since I've slowly shifted and my sister is doing, sometimes like 100% of the orders for me, but I've slowly been able to loosen up a little and let go of the control, but it does feel good. I must say, I love the power of having total control over something in my life.
Oh my God. I bet. And what's your goal for the future of the company? What do you want to have happen for Stud Muffin Boston in the future? Is there something you're seeking out to accomplish?
That's a very good question. And I ask myself this all the time. It originally was to get in a bunch of stores, but I don't think that's my goal anymore. I think I made that my goal because that's what everyone else does. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to have a bigger presence online. I want this to become more than just jewelry. I want it to become a brand of who knows what, but I want to have other things involved. I would love to eventually have a storefront, and I just want this to be around for a long time. Cause even when I was growing up, I always wanted a family business. I used to say all the time to my parents, I wish you guys had a business so I could work for you. So I'd love to really like take over the world with Stud Muffin and set my family up and have them, be able to run it eventually.
Yeah. Do you still make everything right there at your house?
Yep. Every single
thing.
Yep.
And what do you, and so do you have like, is it all handmade or do you have machines that are doing it?
It's all handmade. It's just stringing the beads. There's no like metal, crazy stuff happening, but we hand make every single thing, my sister and I.
Wow. I'm just thinking of you, like how long that must take you in one day's time. Like I'm picturing you sitting in your house, like at a desk, like with the kids running around you and just one by one putting these beautiful pieces together. Like that's astonishing to me that you're doing
honestly,
that.
Honestly, I zone out because if I actually pay attention to what's happening around me, I'm telling you, the kids tear the house apart while it's happening and I let them because it's the only way I can get work done. I go upstairs to beautiful crayon murals on the wall.
Oh, I bet.
You got to let some things go. I mean, you do. I have a question. So do you market solely through social media and online?
Yeah. So you want to know the funny thing, and it's never even crossed my mind. I don't do any advertising, and it wasn't a conscious decision to be like, I'm not advertising. It just never even crossed my mind. All I have is my Facebook account and my Instagram account, and that's it. And I send email blasts that I get through my website. Other than that, that's all I do.
Do you have, Allie, a business background in terms of like managing the financials of the company and that kind of thing? Because like, that's where I'd be like, no clue, none.
No clue at all. Are you kidding me? It's so bad. I actually, Buddy is going to help me this week get things in order because now it's starting to get out of control.
Right. But I mean, that's probably something where eventually you could probably hire out for that. But in the short term, you're going to be learning something about financials.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to. I should have learned a long time ago.
Oh my gosh. And well, we want to give the website out again. So it's studmuffinboston.com. You can find Allie on Instagram at Stud Muffin Boston. You have, I mean, every day your amount of followers is growing. And I just, again, every day I'm watching you and all these different creations that you're coming up with. Everybody, everything is always sold out. Everything is going so quickly and it's so popular. And I just think you're doing such a great job. And I so admire what you're doing. Like, you took a passion, you took an idea, and you just did it. And I love hearing about you talking about how disorganized you think you are and how messy everything, because it really does. It relates to me because I'm a hot mess every day.
Well, yeah, we both are. We both are. And Kendra and I just laugh when we do the morning show because one of us is more, we always pull it out in the 11th hour, but one of us is more discombobulated than the next one every morning, but we somehow pull it together. We have a couple minutes left. I want to ask you, because it's Mother's Day, how you're spending Mother's Day and, well, now during the quarantine, and then what would your ideal mothers be if we were not in this situation?
Shockingly, the quarantine hasn't changed my wants and needs by any means.
It's just wine. You can drink wine anywhere, right?
I have my wine and I have my house and my family, and it's literally, and home cooked meals. Those are the only things I care about in life. It sounds ridiculous, but Mother's Day in quarantine and out of quarantine are the same. I have my family home. I will be doing zero chores. Everyone else will be taking care of everything else all day. And we'll be getting a delicious takeout dinner. And I will not be cleaning up after.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Is Buddy good to you on Mom's Day and the boys?
He is. He's good to me every day, that kid.
Oh my God. I happen to know Buddy. You both. I mean, you guys are just the best couple. And I've known you since you were just dating way back when. That's how old I am. And it's just, you can just tell. I mean, part of, I think, what makes probably your business so successful, if I can speak here to what your situation is that you have a very supportive spouse. And I think that we can't forget to mention how important that is.
Yep.
Right? I mean, if you don't have
that,
you're in trouble, especially if you're managing kids.
Big time. Oh my God. I couldn't agree with you more. It's so true. I couldn't do it without him, honestly.
Yeah.
Allie, I wanted to ask you, you know, for anybody listening that, you know, has dreams or aspirations to start their own company and to do basically what you're doing is to work out of your house. You know, if they have an idea or a passion for something, what advice would you have for them if they're just sitting, listening to this right now, wherever they are on their way to a job, maybe that they don't like, or heading into something that makes them miserable? What would you say to them?
Get rid of self-doubt. That is the number one thing, because you can do anything. And I'm not being this, you know, it's true. You can do anything. Start small. I started this in 2013. Was it? Yeah, 2013. And a year later is when I left my job. And I started small. You can't set your goals too high, because then if you don't meet your goals, then the self-doubt's going to kick in 10 times more. And, you know, start small and believe in yourself and surround yourself with supportive people. The three biggest things.
Really good advice. All right. We need to start wrapping up. Let's again give your website out. It is studmuffinboston.com. You can find Allie on Instagram at studmuffinboston.
Yep. That's me.
Thank you, Allie Costa, for being in the spotlight today and Exceptional Women. We talk to celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact out in their communities. Email us if you know someone you'd like to suggest. Follow us on Instagram at SueTab, Sue.Tab, and at Kendra the Entertainer. We'd love to hear from you. And we want to wish you, Allie, and Kendra, I'm wishing you a very happy Mother's Day today.
Thank you. Same to you, Sue.
And Allie, thank you so much for being with us. You truly are exceptional, and you were a delight to have on.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.